7-Eleven is the convenience store for many people. Countless locations, many of them open round the clock. But there's a secret war behind the scenes. The 7-Eleven company versus 7-Eleven franchise owners. The company's been accused of using underhanded tactics in this war. One example, turning franchises into targets in President Trump's immigration crackdown. Last January, 98 stores across the country were raided by Immigration and Customs Enforcement on the same day. ICE agents demanded workers' documentation and made several arrests. Michael Smith of Bloomberg Businessweek says raids of 7-Eleven stores have continued on a smaller scale since then. I asked him how ICE got involved.
Well, it's hard to say, but what we do know is that as far back as 2010, ICE and the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York, in this case, launched a major investigation into the company, which, by the way, 7-Eleven is a franchise company. It means every store is independently operated. And they found egregious violations of human trafficking laws and also immigration law. So that kind of put the company in the federal government spotlight to a big degree because of the information the feds gathered in their investigation, you know, 7-8 years ago. At that time, 7-Eleven Inc., the parent company, turned over payroll records for almost all its stores to the federal government. And we have sources close to the company that say that the government has probably been mining that data ever since. So it's relatively easy for them to target specific stores with these kind of operations.
What you just described there does seem like it's part of the tension between the 7-Eleven company and its franchises. It goes back a ways, this history. What is the conflict and how long has this been going on?
For the large part of the last decade, there's been intense conflict, like you say, between the corporation 7-Eleven, which is owned by a Japanese company, and its stores, which are basically its customers. And the tension revolves around the corporation's intent, basically, to get a larger and larger share of the revenue that each store delivers. So there's been all kinds of pushback from the store owners. They've sued the company multiple times. The company has sued them multiple times. And there's just been this really dirty campaign by the corporation intended to sort of get rid of the outspoken critics of the corporation. It's a really nasty fight, and immigration has sort of been at the center of it.
Yeah, I mean, there have been some pretty aggressive tactics that corporate has used against franchises in the past, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Some of the lawsuits that franchisees have filed read like spy novels. You have a company that has created a pretty significant private force of private investigators to investigate wrongdoing in stores. And they use tactics like surveillance vans disguised as plumber's trucks, mobile GPS units that they use to track people, and just surveillance teams that targeted specific store owners that they felt shouldn't be a part of the 7-Eleven franchise. In one case, a franchisee sued the company. You know, one of their investigators was trailing him, and he claims that the guy tried to run him down, and that suit was settled by 7-Eleven. It's just almost unbelievable some of the tactics you can read about in this litigation.
And is the overall aim here by corporate to extract more profit from the franchisees?
Well, it's hard to say what their aim really is, but their strategy has effectively done that. And there are multiple things that store owners have to comply with. And if they don't comply with those, they can be cited. And if you get enough citations for seemingly minor things, in some cases, the company can actually take your store away and they don't have to pay you any money in compensation. So it's serious business for the store operators and for the corporation. There's just this really antagonistic relationship where you have some pretty independent-minded and independently operated store owners that are pushing back and opposing some of these measures and trying to negotiate a better deal. And a lot of those same store owners have had their stores taken away. And there's a battle going in the courts in Chicago where 7-Eleven basically seized all 8 stores of probably one of the most vocal franchisees in the country who'd been highly critical of the company and its policies. And they went in and seized them. And in their argument for seizing those stores, they cited raids on this particular store owner's stores by ICE. So it's a central part of their legal argument to get those stores back.
Michael, in your research for Bloomberg, you found personnel shifts over the years at 7-Eleven. They had a CEO, James Keyes, and he seemed to defend the immigrant owners of 7-Eleven. Then this new CEO steps in, Joe DePinto, and he seems to be more rigorous on immigration and seizing franchises where the owners are not following the rules. Is this personality shift at 7-Eleven crucial to kind of understanding why these raids are happening?
Well, that's what a lot of the franchisees say. The previous CEO celebrated the sort of immigrant legacy of the company. You got to understand, 7-Eleven really is seen as the way to realize the American dream by many of the store owners, and thousands of them bought into the franchise in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, believing that this was their way to really make it in America. I mean, you hear that time and time again, and the company celebrated that. They held one of their birthday celebrations for the corporation at Ellis Island, just to bring that home. And you're right, the CEO that took over in the mid-2000s, Joe DePinto, he's an Army vet, and he's, you know, he likes military precision, according to people that have worked with him. And that has sort of come down the wrong way for some of the franchisees, and they feel like 7-Eleven is sort of helping rat out store owners to immigration and to the government to try to get rid of them. 7-Eleven, of course, denies this.
As you say, 7-Eleven is this kind of totem of the American dream. It's also one of the most recognized American brands on the planet. I mean, you find them in Indonesia to Iceland. I gather there's 67,000 plus 7-Elevens around the world now. But with the anti-immigrant tone at 7-Eleven, what's this going to do to its reputation and bottom line? What are you hearing?
The franchisees say that it's really, really difficult to make a decent living running one of these stores. And I had many who had franchises for 10, 20 years saying, if I could do it again, if I were getting into the business now, I would never buy one of these franchises because you just cannot make money if you comply with the rules like you should. Mm. The economics don't work. So it's unclear what impact that's having. Right now, the company is requiring everyone to sign a new agreement that the store owners say will take even more of their money and make it even harder to turn a profit and make a living. There's huge numbers of stores that are up for sale. People are just trying to get out. What that means in the future for the company, I don't really know. But it's clearly a difficult business model these days.
That was Bloomberg Businessweek reporter Michael Smith.